Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
This morning, I would like to read you a beautiful caption of scripture. As a matter of fact, it's the last words of Jesus. And the last words of every man is considered as the very important or pertinent words of that person. It is very, very popular. The theologians have termed it as, you know, the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 18 to 20. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th to the 20th verses. The Bible said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with thee until the end of the world. Go ye therefore, teach. Can I ask you kindly to say teach? And then when he went further, he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the world. Jesus' concept of church, or the concept of the ecclesia, ladies and gentlemen, was not to have achimfuku, kofuku, adisabel old boys, and all the other things that we have brought into the concept or the confines of the church or the parameters of the church. That it was not our idea. He needed us to go and teach all nations and gather them, baptize them, and tutor them after an impartation. So they see the prophetic ministry, they see the miraculous ministry, they see the touch of God, the move of God and all that, and they are attracted to it. But he is also talking about kingdom apostolic teaching that is able to replace blatant demonic assaults and remove demonic altars and noise that emanates from demonic altars. In other words, if somebody is coming from a background of demonic entities, the gospel has the proclivity or the tendency to redeem you out of that particular space and bring you into the domain of the marvelous light of his dear Son and work on you. The gospel has the tendency of picking kubalo boys and polishing them, refining them like gold. The gospel has the proclivity to do that. It has a tendency to polish ladies who were not ladies before and bring feminists into the place where people will salute them and honor them and show them respect and some dignity as womanhood. The gospel is able to do that. You know, sometimes when I look at gospel musicians, astute ones for that matter, who come on this podium and sing worship God and all that, I think about, if it had it not been for the work of the cross and the sacrifice of the blood, those people will be nothing. Nothing. The blood and the cross makes a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Senye, Christo ni na dumu anka ya di funu duye bi una bna eni mire. That is why we don't take the salvation for granted. At all. At all. So Jesus' concept was to bring them in. And in order to teach them, you need to gather them. That is why there is a need for buildings like this one, cathedrals, where we can bring the people of God and begin to teach them. He is emphasizing, teach them. You can't blame the children of God when they commit adultery, when they commit fornication, murder, and they perpetuate cruelty and all stuff like that, where there is social injustice in society. You cannot blame them except you teach them. Teach them. Teach them. you know, teach them 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, that when a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Teach them Romans chapter 6 verse number 12. Let no sin reign in your mortal body, that you should be able to obey the lust thereof. Teach them Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, from verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Thou shalt, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength or might. And the words which I'm presenting to you today, you will tie them on your neck, tie them on your hands. Teach them that the world is lost, needing a savior and a messiah, and that only savior is Jesus Christ. We are not in a place where we are going to bring ourselves to equality or equity, where we say, well, Christianity is one of the ways to heaven, and Islam is one of the ways to heaven, and Hinduism is one of the ways to heaven. No, sir! He is the only way, he is the only truth, he is the only life, he is the answer to society, he is the answer. And I know you can't say amen to that, because we have made it so. We are encouraging and entertaining all kinds of things. That is why we have occultism in church today. The reason is lack of apostolic and kingdom teaching. Teach them the truth. Teach them. Let them know that church is not a place to find Kaaba style. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come and chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husbands. Let them know that church. Oh, teach them. Teach them. Teach them that my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into the den of thieves. Teach them that church is not a place for bitterness, for bickering, for impiveness, for backbiting, for all kinds of fleshly activities, including hypocrisy. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them, teach them that, teach them, let them know Ezekiel 18 verse 4, that all souls are mine, saith the Lord. Teach them Isaiah chapter 45 verse number 12. Teach them that the earth belongs to God and everything that is in it. Teach them that your soul also belongs to God. Teach them Leviticus chapter 25 verse 23, that the land should not be sold outright, for you are all pilgrims and you are all sojourners and strangers. Teach them. Teach them that from the day you were born as a baby and your first cry came out, a clock was stick to your life, and the clock is ticking. Christmas is an indication that your days are running out. Every birthday, don't tell us the Lord has added 1 year to your ears. Tell us the Lord has deducted from your years. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them so that they will be mindful of their days. Teach them Genesis chapter 3 verse 19, that they are dust, and dust they shall return, so that they will be mindful of pride and arrogance, and they will be mindful of pompousness and self-aggrandizement. Teach them they are dust, they are breath, they are air. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them so that when they get the Range Rovers and the Bentleys and they build houses in East Legon and West Legon and North Legon and they fly business class and first class, they may not think that that is it, and they will walk upon God and disobey his spirit and he disobey his prayer. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Job chapter 7 verse number 7. They should remember that their life is wind that passes away. Teach them Psalm 102 verse number 11, that their days are like a shadow that declineth, and are like grass that withereth. Teach them, Psalm 103 verse 15 and 16, that as for man, his days are like grass, as a flower in the field that nourisheth in the day, and in the night it passes away and is gone. Teach them. Psalm 90 verse 9 to 12, for all our days are passed away, in your right we spend our years. Teach them. That we don't preach these messages in funerals. We don't preach these messages to dead people. Teach them that whilst they are alive and they can hear and they can amend their ways and make it right with God. Teach them that everybody sitting in church is not a Christian. Teach them. Oh, you will not say amen, but I don't need the amens too much this morning. Teach them that all the people in church, because they are not Christians, if you get a proposal in church, you must subject it to the throne for divine clearance and pray. Teach them. If you come to church and meet somebody and says, I will hook you up, you better subject that hook up to the throne for divine verification. Because not all the people who are here in the presence of God came to worship God. Teach them! People have come here for different reasons and different agendas. Some are fraudsters, some are thieves. I'm not joking. If you like, leave your phone, leave your wallet, leave your keys. You will know that we did not all come here to serve the Lord. Teach them! Teach them! Teach them! Teach them that when we are courting to get married and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man, we don't wash for a man, we don't sleep in a man's house. Teach them the fear of God. Teach them Isaiah 33 verse number 6, that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our time, and strength of knowledge and the fear of God is his treasure. Teach them. Teach them the fear of God, because the church have lost the fear of God. The altar has turned into a stage and the people come and perform. Teach them that God is in his holy temple and let everything be silent before him. That God is a holy God and the pulpit is a holy place and an epicenter where God has placed his name. Teach them that you can't sleep with girls and stand on this altar. Teach them that one man cannot propose to four ladies in one church, sowing seeds of discord in the hearts of the daughters of Zion. Teach them. Oh, I can't hear your amen. I'm losing. Teach them. Teach them that God will bring every deed, every event, and every word, even every word, into account. Teach them that secret sins will be revealed before God. Teach them that the things we do in the dark can never be hidden forever. Teach them. I'm losing you. Teach them Jeremiah chapter 17 verse number 9, that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Teach them verse number 10, where the Bible talks about I the Lord tries and search the heart accordingly. Teach them verse number 11, what she is that near what part yenya enya no kwaso no etesa kokohidia obutunkosia enya wono na toye so echire no obebuni nkwane muacha na wadane okwasia. Teach them. Teach them. Oh, it looks like the way this place is quiet, it looks like I may not return back to this altar again. Teach them that the Christians cannot go to funerals and drink Guinness and drink beer and drink vodka and drink gin and drink whiskey and drink brandy and then come back to church and pray la 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 ba shaha as if nothing has happened. Teach them. teach them that there is something wrong in having a wife and still having girlfriends around. Teach them that when you say you are going to trek and you are saying the trek is at Kumasi, teach them it is an abomination when we find you at Senchi. Teach them! 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 Teach them that the fact that they become very successful and they push their money onto the altar doesn't mean we cannot tell the truth to them when they go for. Teach them! They cannot buy the Spirit of God, and they cannot buy the altar of God, and they cannot buy the anointing of God. Teach them! They cannot buy the presence of God. Teach them! Teach them! It's an abomination for a man to sleep with a woman his daughter's age. Teach them. It is an abomination for somebody, according to Leviticus chapter 18, for a man to sleep with his own daughter, for a brother to sleep with his own sister, for a man to sleep with an animal, for a woman to sleep with a woman, and for a man to sleep with a man. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them that you cannot have Shatta Wale's music on your phone. You cannot have Stone Boy's music on your wallet. Teach them! Teach them! It's getting tenuous now. It's getting tenuous now. It's getting very tenuous. It's getting... them that they cannot belong to a church like this and travel to Nigeria and sign tens of thousands of dollars to other people and come here and dump one cedis on the altar. Teach them they cannot be in a church like this and go to South Africa and see prophets and sign $100,000 to the prophet, and when we need money for Christ to the rural world, they turn off their eyes. Teach them that I am a just God. Teach them that I am a holy God. Teach them. Oh, it's quiet, it's quiet. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them that you cannot love yourself and hate your wife and despise your children. Teach them that if you can admire your secretaries at work, your wife deserves a better compliment. Teach them. Teach them. One come and minyana kaukunu ba no pay. Teach them. It's so shocking and amazing. We can come to church and see the young ladies. Hi, you looking all gorgeous. Meanwhile, you are coming with a woman from your house and you did not even see there was slick makeup or MAC makeup or Estee Lauder makeup or L'Oreal makeup, an eyelash extension, a good nail therapy. Teach them! Teach them to begin from their home, their Jerusalem, before they take it to their Judea, before they take it to their Samaria, before they take it to the ends of the world. Teach them! Teach them. If you can call the secretary, hello dear babes. They say babes now. Babes. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Teach them! Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them that if you don't have a spouse, you don't use contraception. Teach them. There wouldn't be any need for that. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them that just like the young rich ruler who was rich toward himself and not rich toward God. Teach them, oh my God, I wish to say this. Teach them that if they will observe to do all that is written therein, I, the Lord your God, I will supply all their needs according to his riches, my riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If they will honor me, I will honor them. Teach them that I will deliver them from the newsome pestilence and the arrow that flyeth by day. 1,000 will fall on thy side, 10,000 at their right hand. It will not come nigh them. Only with their eyes will they behold, then see the destruction of the enemy. Teach them, if they have a pure heart and clean hands, I, the Lord, will command my blessing upon them. Teach them that if they fear me, I will lay a table before them in the presence of their enemies. I will give them a miracle, a sign. When they go out, I shall be with them. When they come in, I shall be. Teach them that I, the Lord, I am more powerful than Antwenyama. I am more powerful than Obinim Sticker. I am more powerful than all the madness of the prophets of Ghana. Teach them! Teach them! That I make a way where there is no way. I cause streams of living water to gush out in the desert place. If they will believe me, I will open heaven and give them bread. Teach them, if they serve the Lord their God, he will bless their bread and their water. There will be none barren among them. Teach them. Teach them that I am more powerful than the medium in their hometown. Teach them that when the heart is pure and the hands are clean, you don't have to beg. The blessings will be automatic. Teach them! Teach them. Teach them till they come to the place of fulfillment and satisfaction. That in the presence of God is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Teach them. Come on, let's work. Teach them. Teach them. Let them know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can think, us ask, or imagine. Teach them that if they have an infirmity, I, the Lord your God, I am their healing balm. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? I sent forth my word and I healed them. Teach them where there is no way, I create a way and I make them go through. Teach them that I am well able to let them leap over walls and run through truth. Teach them that I'm able to lift up their heads among their competitors and do them good exceedingly. Teach them that today I am so the same as I was yesterday, and I will be the same as I will ever be. Teach them that I am going to do an amazing work that every year that here it shall tinkle. Teach them that the miracles are not too hard for me to perform. Are you ready? Like he asked the man at the pool of Bethesda. Teach them that the miracles are just available and abundantly. I can do it for them. Teach them that I work with time and seasons. And when the time and seasons have not yet come, I may be teaching you. I may be training you. I may be preparing you. I may be working on you. And therefore, trust me and believe me. I am God Almighty. I change it not. David said, I have been younger. I am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I will take care of you, and I'll take care of your spouse, and I'll take care of your children when you can't take care of them. I will even take care of you when you are sleeping and you cannot take care of yourself. I, the Lord, I will do that. Teach them. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them in their times of desperation and their very lonely hours, I am present, Jehovah Shammah. Teach them that when the doctors give a bad and evil report, I am so Jehovah Rafika Rafa. I'm a healer. And dear be anyone. A switcher member that is a messer. Teach them that I created a human being. The body is a workmanship of my hands. teach them that even they who are human know how to give good things to their children. Teach them that if they who are human and sinful can create a computer and create paracals and peripherals and accessories to it, if they create a car and they can create spare parts, how much more he creating you and not thinking that you will need a part? Teach them that I am able. Teach them. Teach all the ladies who feel that the marriage is delaying. Teach them that there is even hope for the tree that is planted in the forest, that if it be cut off at the scent of water, it will sprout out again. Teach them. Teach the people who were refused a bank loan facility and visas. Tell them that when one door closes, many opens. I have a way of honoring and taking the glory. Teach them. Teach the women whose husbands have gone wayward and promiscuous that I am a faithful God. If they can wait upon me, I can turn things around. Teach them. Teach them. That's how I close. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Let them know. Let them know that, you know, they that run to me, I do not cast them off. It doesn't matter what they have done. They might have caused abortion, murdered people, and done the worst things. But teach them that when I laid on the cross, I had redemption in mind. I have justification in mind. I have sanctification in mind. I have glorification in mind. I had regeneration in mind. I had adoption in mind. Teach them. My spirit crieth, Abba, Father. Teach them. Teach them. Wherever you have been this morning, the Lord is telling you, come back to life. I am able to restore you all the years the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar have devoured. Stop looking out to the malams, to deceptive people on television, to so-called prophets. I am telling you, when you meet a prophet of Yahweh, you can easily tell. The Lord sent me to tell you, put your trust in him. Jesus said, believe in God, believe also in me. Put your heart in God. Sometimes I have to admit, it's difficult. Sometimes things seem very difficult. Sometimes it looks like God is on vacation. I am not a hypocrite, I'm a realist. Sometimes it looks like you are praying and you are hitting a wall or a dead end. But just like Ohene Gifty Auntie, the miracle came at the right time. Just like Apostle Amwene, almost 30 years in marriage without children. 4 years ago, the miracle came, 1, 2, 3, triplets at once. God knows what he's doing. There is nobody in this place who will sit in a plane and ask, does the pilot know what he's doing? Have you flown a plane before? You don't ask those questions. You just sit down and buckle up and the plane takes off. Trust God. Jeradidi. He is able. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. So teach them that all good and perfect gift cometh from God, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Your hands are lifted up to Jesus. Let's sing one of the old ones. Jesus is passing this way, this way. Come on. This way.
Jesus is passing this way.
He's passing this way. sing it with me. Jesus is passing
this way.
Yeah.
This way. This way. Jesus is passing this way.
Let's sing it for the last time. Jesus
is passing this way.
Yo.
This way.
This way.
Jesus is passing this way.
He's passing
this way right now.
There is a dichotomous prayer we want to pray this morning. We want to pray a twofold prayer. We want to tell the Lord, bring us back in line. We want to make it right with God. We want to be successful on earth, but we are mindful of judgment awaiting us. I'm very mindful. And I look at the way people are dying these days. The question always is, how prepared am I to face God? The Bible said, now prepare to meet your God. And then the other divide of the dichotomy of the prayer we want to pray is that we want to ask the Lord, my hands are weak. I am in a season of frailty. I am getting discouraged. Help me. Strengthen me. And remember me. The two hands are lifted. Close your eyes. Let's pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before the throne of God, the God of our salvation. The Bible said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. We come to him with Ayam Shashia. Oh my God. Oh, there is a Presbyterian hymn. Liam Shashina.
In accordance with your word, we are for the grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. The Lord of God, we are in a moment, oh God, of filth in the name of Jesus. We ask for your grace, oh God, divine strength, oh God, to keep us over.
We need it,
Jesus. We need your God to trust in you in the name of the Lord Jesus. For your word assures us, oh God, that when we
are
you, oh God, for you, oh God, shall lead us, oh God, in a perfect way in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we come, oh God, with you. So God, asking of your grace, oh God, grace, oh God, grace to trust in you, oh God, grace to lead in, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Makatele Brosia, Lipele Nebokalina, Santilibri Rostamaba, Lipandia Balababa, Labranta Balababa, divine strength, oh God, to keep us, oh God, in the way of truth, oh God, Karianda, Asatala Balababa, Lipaya Balia Catalanda, Lipaya Balosatala. That will trust in you, O God, in every season of our life, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bakati and the heart, Repayabalababa, Pikalabosababa, Tantalababa, Lipandiabalosababa, Liatabababa, Iakatana, in the name of Jesus. Makatosa, Lipandiabalabosababa, Lipandiabalababa, Bayabalababa, Kababa, Zatabababa, Rapababa, like the men, women of God who trusted you, O Lord. Likatabababa, we lay our faith in you, O God. Likatabababa, Rapababa, Zabababa,
Shodian Wanyaba,
Makatabababa,
Shodian Wanyaba,
Piabababa, Likabababa, Spending our soul,
Shodian Wanyaba,
Likalabosa, Makabababa, Rapababa, Pikalabosa, Rapababa,
Rapababa,
Likabababa,
Rapababa,
This is is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.